it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you it is. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the different ways, platforms, and devices you can use to get not only this program, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Take it away, Joe.
I sure will. Bob, start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. The great listen live link, the wealth of archived interviews on our homepage, all that and a whole lot more. Check it out at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, and they're great, whether it be iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And, of course, most importantly to Bob and I, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. We appreciate your service. We love you guys and girls for it. And if we're giving you a little bit of a taste of home, all the better.
Well, Bob, jam-packed Tuesday edition of The Attack. We've got to recap all the doings in Major League Baseball postseason, and there were a lot of them, and then set the table for today's postseason baseball action. We got a Monday Night Football classic that we must recap. We would be remiss if we didn't do that. What a scintillating football game.
Oh,
right up
goodness.
There with the Sunday Night Classic.
Yeah.
and then we've got to get you all caught up on everything from a week six in college football, as there were a ton of great games and great storylines. And at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, we'll really take a close look at one of them when we're joined by Joe Miller from the Navy Football Radio Network to break down Navy's upset of the number six ranked Houston Cougars.
Yep.
All that's up next on The Attack, starting with the baseball, so you'll be sure to keep it where it is.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got your, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
And here's a drive off the bat of Jason Wirth that changes the picture considerably.
Wow.
Long, long gone. About two-thirds of the way up into the bleachers. And it's a 5-3 game.
Bradley and Pedroia are the runners. Here it comes. Fly ball. Shallow right. Chisenhall. Cleveland wins. And the Indians are headed to the American League Championship Series.
Here's the 2-1 on the way, and a swing and a high fly ball hits a deep right field. Almora going back, still back, and it's off the wall, and Crawford is going to round third and come in to score, and the Giants live to see another day. And there will be a game four here at AT&T Park between the Giants and the Cubs.
That's the quick story via a highlight package of yesterday's Major League Baseball action in the postseason. It brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again to get involved, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And it was a huge trio of games in Major League Baseball postseason action. And in many ways, one was better than the next, was better than the next, Bob. And, yep, you know, it culminated with just a thriller from AT&T Park. But I guess the place to start, because we'll do it in chronological order, as really the day built upon itself. And I guess we'll start with the Nationals and their 8-3 victory over the Dodgers that gives them a 2-1 lead in that best-of-5 NLDS.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the resiliency now being shown by the Nationals was something they didn't have last year. Again, it starts in the dugout. Dusty Baker as opposed to Matt Williams. There's no panic in the guy. Never has been. Never will be. We've made a lot of fun of him and had fun with him over the years because of his relationship with Ron. But, you know, honestly, when he gets in the dugout, he's a real steady hand on the rudder, Joe. And they got the job done, 8-3. Dodgers, I think, are in trouble.
Well, they're down 2-1. They're sending a young pitcher to the bump today. So, you know, it could be an uphill climb because I think it's pretty obvious you don't want to be sending a young rookie pitcher, nope, if you have your druthers, to the mound for a game four in an NLDS. And this game was interesting. The Nationals jumped out to the big lead, I believe, in the third. I'm actually going to pull it up right now. And Dodgers
got four runs in the third.
It was four runs in the third. And then the Dodgers climbed back in. It was 4-1. They get the pair in the fifth, and you got a 4-3 baseball game. You got your closer on the mound in the top half of the ninth for the Dodgers. And you say, you know what? We're going to make sure with Kenley Jansen on the mound that this stays right here at 4-3. You heard the David Wirth home run that made it 5-3 and changed the complexion of the game completely. From there, the Nationals tack on three more in the ninth, and it's 8-3 Washington, and there's really no looking back And the Nationals, as you said, they take the 2-1 lead in a game that really from the third inning on they controlled. Dodgers did climb back in to make it very interesting. Interesting enough that their closer's out there for the top of the ninth to make sure they have a chance with last licks to tie, send this game into extra innings, or perhaps even win the game in the ninth. It never happens, as what happens with a lot of closers, unless you're Andrew Miller, when they bring in a non-save situation, you just don't seem to fire. And that was what happened with Jansen yesterday afternoon in Los Angeles, or yesterday evening in Los Angeles, as he quite simply didn't fire.
Did you think Buck was sitting somewhere going, see?
I get where you're going, but you still want to pull your gun at it. You still don't want to go down with a bullet in the chamber. He was their best bullet, and as happens a lot of times with closers, and you know this to be true.
No, I don't.
They're
I
most just comfortable.
Having a little fun there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They're most comfortable to be in the game in those closing situations. And, you know, when they are not used in those closing situations, especially in a regular season, they bristle. In the postseason, they don't bristle. They're just not always as effective. It's what makes Andrew Miller such a great reliever. And what he told Terry Francona, I don't care when you use me. Just use me. When you need me, you use me, and use me as often and as long as you need me. And Andrew Miller, when we get to that game, is one of the big reasons that the Cleveland Indians sweep the Boston Red Sox, and they're moving on to the ALCS to take on the Blue Jays.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, you raise an interesting point there. There are very few of them in the game that are capable of doing that. And it's funny, one just popped into my head that it took him a while to get there, but has become one of those guys, and that's K-Rod, Frankie Rodriguez. You know, he's not the best reliever in the world, but he closes. And he's also one of those guys, though, if you bring him in the eighth inning, he's not going to implode.
That's interesting. You know, there aren't many of them. It was always, you got to bring me in a ninth with a clean inning, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
You know, Miller's an extreme case. It's very 1970s, the way Buck is using, the way Terry Francona is using Andrew Miller. Right? He brings him in the fifth and sixth inning. You know, get me a bunch of important outs now, and I'll figure the rest of it out later.
Very
1970s, very much the way relievers when they were coming into form in the 70s, the Sparky Lyles, the Goose Gossages, guys of that nature, very much the way they were used at that time.
Yep, Raleigh Fingers, you know, he falls into that category
absolutely.
Well. You know, it's interesting, Joe. And I think this lends itself to communication. Now, granted, you have to have the guy that's willing to be open to the situation. But Francona's one of those old school guys that he'll walk up to a player and goes, here's what I need. Can you give it to me? It's a two thing answer. Yes or no. Yes.
And he's always asked them
to
be honest.
Expect. Yeah.
And that's a big thing with him. I'm going to trust you.
Yeah.
When I ask you a question and you give me an answer, I just need you to be honest with me. If you don't have it, you've got to tell me.
And that's it. And he's very good about communicating to his guys that it's okay to say no. I'm not going to think less of you. It's not like I'm not going to go back to you at a certain point. Just tell me what's going on between the ears. And if it's the truth, I'll use you in the right situation. Fail, pass, whatever it is, we'll try to get it done, but I'm not going to give up on you. And he's one of the few managers in baseball that communicates that to his pitchers. The rest of them, if they have their lineup up the ladder.
Is that your life alert going off in the background there?
You know, they can't do it. You know, but I mean, there's a lot of good managers that fall into that category. And if for some reason it gets disrupted, they can't do it. He's not one of those guys.
No question there. I want to double back and stay with the Nationals and the Dodgers. Again, you know, game four is today in L.A. I believe it's going to be a 5:05 start. Joe Ross taking a bump for the Nationals. Julio Urias, the rookie for the Dodgers, down 2-1. I mean, this is a highly thought of rookie, but nonetheless a rookie in these situations, Bob. You know, it's not your ideal set of circumstances to have a rookie taking the mound as your starter in an elimination game, but the Dodgers all year long, they overcame injuries, they overcame less than optimal situations, and they find themselves in the NLDS. So who knows what happens in the in the twilight, because this game will end in the twilight in Los Angeles. It'll start, right in the heart of the afternoon. And, you never know what's going to happen. Obviously, for the Dodgers, it's very much all hands on deck. I have a funny feeling with this only being a five-game series and this being game four, the Nationals may handle it very much the same way. You know, it'll be an intriguing matchup at 5:05 Eastern time on Fox Sports 1 to kick off your Major League Baseball playoff action today. And then obviously, game four of Cubs and Giants will be at 8:40 Eastern time, also on Fox Sports 1. And as we move along in this hour, we'll get to exactly why there is a game four in that series. As you heard the great walk-off hit by Joe Panic that keeps the San Francisco Giants alive. Even your pixie dust continues to keep them going. We'll pick it up right there next on The Attack. We'll take your calls, 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets, all that and more right after this short timeout.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Hey now, welcome back to The Attack. And on this International Day of the Girl, Mr. Trump, we continue with the program.
1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the discussion. That's 1-800-878-7529. In this first hour, most of it's going to be baseball, Major League Baseball postseason. At the back end of the hour, we'll get into that scintillating Monday night matchup between the Carolina Panthers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you can weigh in on any of the baseball stuff. Any thoughts on anything you saw last night in Major League Baseball postseason play is fair game at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. What do you say we move on to the ALDS action from last night? And it's the Indians sweeping the Red Sox. Final score 4-3 in this one. Final tally in the series. Cleveland wins 3-0. But I got to give the Indians a lot of credit, Bob. They were beset by injuries coming into this series. And, you know, coming into the season, I thought that they would make a deep run through the AL playoffs. Really thought they had a chance. I think I picked them for the World Series, as a matter of fact. But coming into this playoff series, as everything unfolded in front of us with the injuries and Boston playing some really good ball in early September to take control of the American League East, I had to admit, I liked the Red Sox. I didn't see a 3-0 sweep coming. No. But give the Indians credit. Their starters, despite being beset by injuries, did enough. And Terry Francona used his bullpen masterfully, that if his starters got him 5, he was going to figure out a way to get to the finish line. And he got more clutch hitting from his bats than the Red Sox got from their bats. And that's how you end up sweeping a 5-game series, 3-0.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty solid assessment. And, you know, it wasn't as if the Red Sox pitching stunk or, you know, it blew up or there was management errors that happened throughout the series. It was just Cleveland being a little bit of a better team. It's got to be a bitter pill to swallow for the Boston Red Sox and certainly for Big Poppy as he gets ready to step off the stage. But you have to give credit where credit is due. And one thing about Francona, Joe, and I think – he falls into that category of managers, and we like talking about it, who gets the fact that in a playoff series, it could be a single pivotal moment that's going to turn the entire series. And he manages it that way. And I thought you made a great point about the fact that here's a guy, if his starters will get him to 5, he'll take care of the rest. It won't always work out, but he'll make the moves that he deems as necessary to get his team over the hump. In this particular series, they worked out real well.
Well, all I can say is this: Andrew Miller is so much more valuable. Having him helps Terry Francona so much, and it helps him be the old school, you know, old school 70 styles manager in the postseason the way he has this year. If you have a lot of other relievers, it's a lot harder to do this. But the realities are, as good a year as Cody Allen has had, as solid as Brian Shaw is, I think we'd all agree that Terry Francona's best reliever is Andrew Miller. I don't think anybody would question it. He's one of the 3 or 4 best relievers in the entire game of baseball.
No question.
And unlike every other elite reliever, it doesn't matter when you use him. And the fact that he went to Terry, I mean, it pretty much happened as soon as he got to Cleveland, because they kept Cody Allen as the closer, despite Miller being the better reliever. And you saw glimpses of Terry using Andrew Miller this way throughout the regular season. But it's really been ramped up in the postseason where you're seeing Andrew Miller early. Now, we have a lead after 5 innings. If we're in a less than optimal situation, or there's a bunch of lefties coming up, whatever the scenario is, there's some guys on, there's a bunch of lefties coming up, we're facing the heart of the order, I'll get my starter out of there, and I'm not going to early setup guys. I'm going to Andrew Miller, my best reliever.
Right,
and I'm
going
to play that card probably for 2 innings, get to the 7th, try and, you know, take the rest of my complimentary setup men, have them get me an inning, and then I'm going to ask my closer to get me a multiple out save. It's going to be a 4, 5, or 6 out save from Cody Allen, and that's how he's managed this postseason. And having Andrew Miller has made it so much easier for Terry Francona to push those buttons. All the other managers in this postseason, maybe they'd like to push buttons that way. I don't know that not having Andrew Miller in their pen, it makes it impossible for you to do it quite in the way that Terry Francona has done it, because of how special a reliever and how versatile a reliever Andrew Miller is.
No question about it. I mean, you have the capacity. Certain teams have the capacity because they have guys who have been closers before. But whether or not those previous closers can adapt into those situations, take on the second inning, as you were talking about, come in when there's one guy on base rather than a clean inning, all the things that we discussed, he is very unique in that. What isn't unique about him and what is flat out on the table is how effing talented this guy is. 70 innings pitched, Joe, to put it in perspective, throughout the season. 9 walks, 123 strikeouts in 7 innings, and a whip of .69. It doesn't get any better than that. Aroldis Chapman, yeah, he brings it up there at 100, 101, 102, 105, 109.
Try 105, baby.
You know, I mean, it. You know, he violates speed laws in most states on most highways, but except the Autobahn. But with that being said, you know, it would be a pretty tough decision who I would want in the clutch situation, whether it would be him or Andrew Miller to get that one out that you needed to have.
Truth is, it depends when it comes. You know, here's the realities. Aroldis Chapman's like all those other great closers. I like to come in the ninth. I like to come in with a lead of 3 or less runs. I like to come in to start an inning, all those other things.
Right.
Andrew Miller doesn't care.
No, you know. I know. I said, though, to get that one out. You know, it doesn't matter. You can set up the table any way you want. He's that tough, though. I mean,
okay, that's fair.
Seventh, eighth, ninth, whatever it is.
I might go Chapman if that out's in the ninth. Where I go Miller is any other time. Because it is a factor. Because the realities are, we know these closers. I like it clean. I like it at the top. I like it in the ninth inning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Andrew Miller makes it clear. I don't care when you bring me in and what the situation is. I will do the job, and I don't care how long you have to keep me out there.
Yep.
And that's what I love about him. And that's what – if you had – well, I mean, there's no great – going out on a great limb here saying if you had a couple of those guys in your pen, you'd win. No kidding. But the realities are that versatility makes him so much more special than any other reliever in the game. Because not only can he match, as you said, and you're trying to illustrate a point here, he's the equal of any of these guys, Chapman, whoever, you know. Melanson, you name the guy. He's the equal of any of them, whether it be the ninth inning or any other inning. But what separates him from the rest is he's just as good in the fifth inning as he is in the ninth. That closer that you normally bring in the ninth, you bring him in the fifth. And for whatever reason, more often than not, he gets shelled. So, you know, I love Andrew Miller, and his versatility has really opened things up for Terry Francona. And again, he got 5 innings out of Josh Tomlin. Tomlin left with a lead. 2 innings from Andrew Miller. He let an inherited run score, but he shut things down right there. Cody Allen, and it wasn't easy. Cody Allen didn't have his best stuff. He gutted out that 4-out save as Boston was scrapping and scraping and had tying and winning runs on base in a position to win this game. But Cody Allen found a way to shut the door. And the Indians found a way to sweep the Red Sox in this series 3-0 and win game 3, 4-3 in Fenway Park, Bob. And, you know, now the Indians go on to face the Blue Jays in what should be one hell of an ALCS. But we probably have to look back. We'd be remiss if before we moved forward and moved on to the last of the 3 baseball games that were played in baseball's postseason last night, we got to talk about Big Poppy as he rides off for the last time. You know, this is it. He unfortunately goes out. Yeah, he goes out on his own terms, which is fortunate for him. But unfortunately for him, he goes out without winning another World Series or getting to that biggest stage. And he goes out with his team being swept in the ALDS.
Yep. No question about it. And the questions are now going to start. Is he a Hall of Famer? Was there PEDs? All the other stuff. But you can't deny the clutch performance of Poppy throughout the years. And don't forget, aside from being on the list back in the day, he took a lot of drug tests that he passed throughout his career.
But he's on the list.
Yeah.
So he, I guess in my mind, he has to be measured the same way you measure all the other PED users. That's the realities. But me and you, we've talked about this a lot and how we feel the PED users should be measured, you know, in the sport of baseball. There are enough of them out there that if you don't properly memorialize their place in history, you're doing a disservice to the history of the game. We've talked about it a lot. It's not a discussion we're going to go into. On the other side, we'll talk about Big Poppy's goodbye, how great it is to go out on your own terms. You know, we'll discuss his Hall of Fame worthiness, and then we'll get into the third of the three games that took place in divisional series play last night, Major League Baseball. It was just a classic game, a wild outcome, and really, it's a game that unfolded unlike anybody. Nobody could have saw it coming as far as how this game unfolded in front of us. If anybody says they saw this coming with Bumgarner and Arrieta on the mound, well, they're either a liar or a soothsayer. I don't know which one, but we'll pick it up next with goodbye, Big Poppy. And, you know, I think that's an appropriate place to go. We'll take your calls on that and everything else in Major League Baseball's postseason action at 800-878-PLAY. We're Spano on Black. Keep it where it is.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com, across the street from historic Wrigley Field. Up the stairs to a stairway to heaven. The best seats at fair prices at Box Office Tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional, user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box Office Tickets. TicketsAlways.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
What made me happy and proud about walking home the way I am right now is that as long as I play in front of these fans, I never take anything for granted. I give everything I have. Do something special while I play. And the fans respect that. The fans love that. The fans, they live through it. And that's all that matters to me.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY to join the conversation. That number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. So many topics on the table for discussion. Anything you took out of any of the divisional series play action from last night, Major League Baseball, you want to look ahead to tonight, that's also fair game. Or if you want to talk about David Ortiz riding off into the sunset, also fair game at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsByline USA. Bob, and that's probably where we should go. David Ortiz riding off into the sunset. Again, unfortunate in some ways as far as the ending, fortunate in many others. The unfortunate is, hey, you're not going back to the World Series. You're not going out on top as a world champion. That's the unfortunate. The fortunate is, made the playoffs in your last season, had a terrific year. Your season ends in front of your home crowd, so you get to say goodbye to him on the field as we saw after the game. And then, of course, the audio that I grabbed was from last night's postgame presser, and he expressed his love for the fans of Boston and how proud he was to play in front of them. And I guess the other part that's so fortunate for Big Poppy, it's rare for professional athletes to get to leave on their terms. Yes, some of the greatest of the game every once in a while get to leave on their own terms. But for the most part in professional sports, what happens, one of two things end up forcing you to leave the sport. Number one, everybody tells you they don't want you anymore, and that makes you leave. Or you have an injury that you simply can't overcome that forces you to leave. So I would say the vast majority of professional athletes, the overwhelming majority of professional athletes, do not get to leave on their own terms. So that, in many ways, is where David Ortiz is most fortunate of all. Gets to leave on his own terms.
I completely agree. And I mean, look, this wasn't like it was he did well enough and performed well enough on a part-time season or something like this. He was still the key cog in their lineup. 146 games, over 500 at-bats, you know, 37 home runs, 108 RBIs for the season. I mean, he still has a lot left in the tank. Whether or not that would translate into next year, we'll never know. But he goes out at age 40. You can hear the sincerity in his voice. He's a beloved figure up in Boston. He is truly an icon up there, and that will not be replaced. And as we talked about, Joe, the being on the list back in 2003, an interesting thing came out yesterday where Rob Manfred, and knowing that, you know, it was coming to the end of the line for David Ortiz, was asked to comment on it, and he said, it's entirely possible that he did not fail that drug test back in 2003 because of the protocol that was in place. And Poppy has always denied that he took PEDs. And, you know, it's been a long trail following him for a long time. He's always tested clean. But when the commissioner of baseball couches it and says it's entirely possible that he didn't use PEDs, it certainly eases the way for the writers 5 years from now to put him into the Hall of Fame.
Well, we've solved the PED problem any number of ways, Bob.
But I'm just saying as it exists right now.
Right. We're not going to revisit that because we've done it too many times. And your solution, and which I've embraced wholeheartedly, makes too much sense. So it will probably never get adopted. That said, we always believe in looking at these guys based on their body of work, the other stuff aside. Well, the body of work is no question first ballot Hall of Famer. As you said, magical 500 home runs, 2,500 hits over parts of 20 seasons, almost 1,768 RBIs, 286 career batting average, great postseason player. You know, he did it all.
The only thing he
doesn't do is check the box as a fielder. You know, he spent the big chunk of his career as a designated hitter. But, you know, Frank Thomas is in the Hall of Fame. They didn't penalize him for that. So How do I penalize a big poppy with his 541 home runs, 1,768 RBIs, almost a 290 batting average, 2,500 plus hits, you know, great regular seasons, a terrific postseason performer? He's done it all. And he's won. He's done everything, as you said. He checks every box. There's no question in my mind, to, you know, failed 2003 test or not, that he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. How this all unfolds 5 years from now remains to be seen. But as you said, Rob Manfred couching that statement, saying it's possible that he didn't fail that test in 2003. Poppy, as you said, has always denied it. And since testing has been instituted in 2004, Big Poppy has failed exactly zero tests.
Yeah.
How many he's taken, I don't know. He says hundreds, but if it's hundreds, it's 50, it's 20, it's 9, it doesn't matter. He hasn't failed, while guys like Alex Rodriguez and, you know, the list goes on and on. There are any number of guys who have been suspended and or failed tests. Well, he's failed zero. And he was on the list in 2003. And I've heard different things on that list from people who failed that test on purpose in order to get PED testing in, you know, put into baseball in the first place. Do you remember back when this was all going down?
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the things we heard. So I don't know how much credence to put into people on the list. I don't know how true that is. There's so many layers. So if you want to discount the list group, I guess on some level I'm okay with that and only go from 2003 forward, you know, which I know a lot of the writers are just simply not going to do. They look at guys who played in the era. Well, he's muscular. Okay, well, he's muscular. Exactly. You know, and I get it. You can infer anything you want. But, again, at the end of the day, the body of work says Hall of Famer, checks every box. And, you know, in an era where a lot of people did cheat, a lot of people didn't cheat, there were different lines of cheating and everything else as far as PED use. Where do you draw the line? It's almost impossible to decide. So go on the body of their work and embrace the fact that there are guys who did great work in this era, whether they used PEDs or not. Put them in based on the merits of their body of work and notate the time they played. And for those that did fail drug tests or admitted taking PEDs, note it accordingly on the bottom of the plaque.
And there you go. Nothing I can disagree with. Nothing I can add to it.
Perfect. So we're done with Big Poppy.
I do want to ask a question about the series, though.
Sure.
And, you know, we had talked about the fact that, you know, there was an interesting move that Farrell made in the seventh inning, and it involved Andrew Miller, where, and I forget the kid's name, the rookie, who was really his hottest hitter, and he pinch hit for him with Chris Young. Young got the walk, but they really needed the big hit at that point in time. And, you know, Farrell justified it after the game, and I get it to a point, but you were pinch hitting for your hottest hitter. Miller almost forced a move because it was lefty on lefty. And then Farrell refused to address his managerial situation as to whether or not he would be back or not, which I also found intriguing. It's always interesting in Red Sox land when it comes to their managers.
Isn't it now? The last one who had a relatively quiet ride was Terry Francona. And, up until that point, well, they did nothing but win and they won a bunch of world championships. And, you know, it ended, you know, rather unceremoniously with Chicken Gate, but he certainly landed on his feet and he's been a great fit for a developing franchise that's looked to rebound in the Cleveland Indians, and rebound they have, Bob. Now, yep. You asked about the pinch hitting move, and I get it. I think you almost answered your own question in many ways, and you're talking about Benettoniti, yeah. who's a good young hit, came up late in the year. But I think you almost answered your own question. I get it. He's as hot as anybody, all those things. It's Andrew Friggin' Miller.
Yeah.
You answered your own question. How do you argue with that? It's Andrew Miller. You know, there are more proven hitters than Benintendi that would get pinch hit for in that situation when facing Andrew Miller. this guy's going to turn out to be a hell of a player, and he's probably going to be their left fielder in Boston for a long time. But again, it's Andrew Miller.
Yeah, you know, the biggest surprise I had at that whole thing, Joe, was the fact that Chris Young actually walked.
you know, the truth is, and we've talked about the greatness of Andrew Miller, he scuffled in those two long outings. Nothing was easy for him. This wasn't the Andrew Miller that plows through people. But again, it's typically, it's what makes Andrew Miller great and probably better than maybe every other reliever in the game. Even those great relief, on those rare occasions where they don't have it, they're usually not able to scuffle through, and the bottom falls out on them. Not this guy.
Yeah.
He finds a way to get people out. He's everything you want in a bullpen player because he's one part new school and one part old school, and he's flat out great.
Yeah, it's a fair assessment. And, you know, the other aspect of it, too, in regarding Farrell, is just the fact he's not Dave Dombrowski's hire. He's Ben Cherington's. So I'm going to be real curious to see how this plays out. I mean, I think it's pretty tough to fire the guy who won the division and got you into the playoffs. But in this day and age, you never know.
Well said, Bob. What do you say we move on quickly to the wildest of the three games? And that was the Giants staying alive with a 6-5 victory in 13. And, this one was wild. You know, Jake Arrieta hits a three-run blast. It's 3-0. You know, and Madison Bumgarner is scuffling throughout. And it doesn't look like he's going to end up getting very deep into this baseball game at all. And he only got five, but it didn't even look like he was going to get that far.
Yeah.
And then it becomes, you know, an incredible battle of the bullpens, you know, as the game unfolds. And you would think the Cubs would have the edge there. They get exactly what they want. They get it to Aroldis Chapman. And Aroldis Chapman blows the save. And now we're going to extras. And Joe Panik ends up, you know, it's the wrong side of a platoon. Mm-hmm. And Joe Panik with the base, with the walk-off hit that keeps San Francisco alive for one more day.
Panik is such a clutch hitter. The difference when he's in that lineup as opposed to when he's hurt, which is quite often, it just, particularly in the playoffs, he's just one of those clutch guys. He's never overwhelmed by the moment. And it wasn't like Mike Montgomery pitched bad. He didn't at all. He just, you know, in the four innings, he gave up the one run. Happens. Giants live to fight another day.
You know, and, you know, again, the Cubs got what they wanted. They got out to the big, they got out to the lead. You know, we give the Giants credit. They battled back in. They sliced, cut, and slashed. But ultimately, it was the Cubs with Aroldis Chapman on a mound with an opportunity to close it out. And he didn't get it done. And the Giants again won a battle of bullpens. Very uncharacteristic. We'll pick it up there next, and that's how we'll wrap hour one here on The Attack. So you keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Well, more so for some teams than others. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, we're discussing us some Cubs and Giants.
We sure are, Bob. And again, you know, we've talked a lot about the struggles of the Giants bullpen. It's been a bullpen in flux for much of the year. The Cubs made many steps to strengthen their bullpen at the deadline, adding Montgomery, as you mentioned, to be, you know, something more than just a left-handed situational guy. He's a guy they ended up stretching out as they had starter issues in the middle of the year due to injuries. He's a guy who could be the number one lefty out of your pen, the number two lefty out of your pen, or a long man. And he's done all those things for them this year. In many ways, he's become a more successful and left-handed version of Adam Warren before he was traded back to the Yankees. This is the role they tried to use Adam Warren, and it worked horribly for them, except that Montgomery's a left-hander. Again, that said, the Cubs got exactly what they wanted. They got six solid innings out of Arrieta, and he turned it over to a strong bullpen with a lead. Pedro Strop came in, pitched the seventh. Travis Wood started the eighth. They eventually got to Hector Rondon, and they eventually got to Aroldis Chapman.
And they eventually got to Connor Gillespie.
Exactly right.
No, clutch again.
You know, the long and short of it is, wrong side of a platoon, Chapman on the bump, you got everything you want.
Yep.
And he doesn't do the job, and now it goes extras, and now it's anybody's game. Giants, Joe Panic come up clutch, and they live to survive another day on an even number year. Even number pixie dust for the Giants. What can we say? Well, that's a wrap on Hour 1. Great hour it was. Hour 2, wall-to-wall football. Quick recap of the Monday night matchup, and then we roll into all the college football action. But we're going to step aside right now, and then we'll be back with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Isn't it really sad that we don't have stronger leadership on both sides?
The Republican presidential nominee taking that not-so-veiled swipe at House Speaker Paul Ryan, hours after Ryan says he will no longer defend Donald Trump nor campaign for him following the recent release of some remarks Trump made on a hot mic back in 2005. Trump says at a Pennsylvania rally last night,
you know, you have people that can't fix a budget, but then they start talking about their nominee.
The Republican National Committee will continue to back Trump, as Politico says. Chairman Reince Priebus told party members yesterday that nothing has changed. The FAA now says passengers should power down all Samsung Galaxy Note 7 devices on aircraft. That warning after Samsung announced it will be asking retailers to stop selling and exchanging the devices over concerns the batteries can still catch fire. This is USA Radio News.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is going to be a prolonged hurricane for us, even though the skies are blue.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory, as his state continues to reel from flooding associated with Hurricane Matthew.
Anywhere you're along a river, you're going to get hit.
Florida residents have an extra day to register to vote because of the hurricane. A federal judge ordering a one-day extension, pushing the deadline now through tomorrow, Wednesday. Democrats sued to have the deadline extended after Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott decided not to give voters more time to register despite the recent storm.
Many times the peak of the season is right at the end of the year.
And that's why doctors like Dr. Susan Rehm of the Cleveland Clinic say,
that's why it's important to get vaccinated as early as vaccine is available. We don't know when it's going to start, so you have to be prepared.
The flu, a respiratory infection responsible for thousands of deaths in the U.S. every year. Dr. Rehm says getting a flu shot is key to stopping the spread of it. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Ford is reportedly considering building its luxury Lincoln models in China. Lincoln sales in China nearly tripled in the year's third quarter, and Ford said yesterday it's opening more dealerships than it had planned there because of the surging sales. Lincoln's China president says Ford is studying the possibility of producing cars there in the world's biggest auto market and hopes sales will increase even more when the flagship Lincoln Continental goes on sale in China during the fourth quarter. Researchers are talking about the discovery of a new fault line in Southern California, as we hear from correspondent Randy Fuller.
The Salton Trough Fault may impact the San Andreas Fault. Valerie Sahakian with the U.S. Geological Survey.
We think that this structure has to be located in the sea, but just off the eastern shoreline of the Salton Sea.
She says scientists are still looking at how the fault lines play off of one another.
It doesn't seem to be related at all to the swarm of earthquakes by Bombay Beach. And in terms of the San Andreas Fault, we're not really sure how they interact.
A lot more study is needed before the relationship can be nailed down.
But that's really important future direction to study, is to look at if there is an earthquake on one of the faults in the area, how does it affect the other faults?
Randy Fuller, Los Angeles.
And the Chicago Teachers Union will not be going on strike. The CTU president saying the union has reached a tentative deal with the school board and did so minutes before a midnight deadline. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
Probably good advice going forward here. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Jerry chiming in every now and then. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. All the various different devices and platforms you can get us on, because it's all about radio on the go, is best described by my friend, Mr. Joe Spano.
Let's dive right in. Let's talk about the website, sportsbyline.com, the award-winning website.
APL.
Listen, Live Link allows you to keep up with everything as it happens. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps that are downloadable to any device, be it Android, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based. Any apps are iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They all have a wealth of on-demand content, and they also have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. And, you know, look, if you're serving this country, you know how Joe and I feel about it. We're happy and proud to bring you this program as maybe a part of your day.
Big Hour 2. We'll wrap up any final thoughts on the baseball, roll right into the Monday night matchup in a rapid-fire fashion, as there's not that much to talk about. And then we'll roll into all the college football top 25 action from Week 6 in college football. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. Now we'll kick off Hour 2 right after this.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Artis Payne up to the goal line. Touchdown, Carolina. There's a touchdown for Carolina. Cameron Artis Payne turned the corner and got to the pylon. Open receiver and a touchdown for Mike Evans.
That's what Jameis Winston is paid to do.
Winston out of the gun. Zings one, caught, and it's good for the 2 points for Adam Humphries. For the win from 38 yards, Aguayo right down the middle.
What a win for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, those are the highlights of what was a scintillating Monday night football matchup between the Carolina Panthers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers prevail 17-14. Those highlights courtesy of ESPN, Sean McDonough, and a little bit of John Gruden on the call of that one as we come back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the conversation. That number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Before we dive into that, any final thoughts on the baseball? I don't know if you think maybe we gave the Giants and the Cubs a little short shrift here, and if you have any final thoughts on that before we roll quickly into this Monday night matchup.
Well, just the resiliency of the Giants, and this has been ongoing since Bruce Bochy took over that baseball team, and there's something in their spine, in their backbone. They never roll over for anybody. In this particular season, with the Cubs being as good as they were during the regular season, had the Giants gone out in three, particularly with their struggles in the second half of the season, I would have understood it. I wouldn't have come down hard on them, you know. Had Bumgarner fallen short yesterday and they lost, you know, he's only human. And even the best has a bad day every once in a while. But they find a way. And if you're the Cubs, you want to finish it. You want to finish it with this next game. You don't want it going into the fifth game.
I couldn't agree with you more. They find a way. If I told you going in, Madison Bumgarner would give up a three-run home run to Jake Arrieta and only give you five innings of work and leave on the wrong side of the game, you'd probably say, based on, you know, the relative rosters of the two teams and where they are, you'd say, Cubs win it and they sweep.
Cubs win.
And no
Cubs
problem.
Win.
Cubs win. Exactly. Yeah. And that's not what happened. You know, Arrieta wasn't great either. He was good enough, but he left his team with a lead, with a solid bullpen, a superior bullpen, and they coughed up the lead. And then give the Cubbies a little credit. They didn't go down quietly either. You know, they come back after they're actually down after Chapman coughs up the lead, and they tie it, and they send us, you know, into the wee hours of the morning waiting for an outcome as the bullpens duel. Shockingly, again, as I said, for the second time in this postseason in a major way, the Giants bullpen comes up big, the bullpen that struggled over a much more fortified and a better bullpen all year long in the Cubs. So the gritty Giants find a way. Even number season magic continues, and they stave off elimination. Let's see what happens as this series continues to unfold in front of us. Yep. But I guess now we got to get to that scintillating Monday night matchup that, to me, sticks a nail in the coffin of the Carolina Panthers' 2016 season as the Buccaneers topped the Panthers 17-14. It was just a lousy football game.
This was horrible.
Yeah, it really was, especially if you were forced to watch it. I mean, the bright spot for Carolina on the offensive end was Cameron Artis Payne, their backup running back. And the fact that two backup running backs were able to run all over the Buccaneers the way they were tells you something about the Buccaneers' defense. I know there are a lot of guys out for both sides. No excuse. Derek Anderson's the quarterback. You know he's not going to do much with the football. He's Derek Anderson. So you should be able to stop the run, and you force Derek Anderson to make plays. The Buccaneers didn't do that. But in the situations where the Panthers forced themselves to have Derek Anderson make plays, he put up some yardage, but he had three key turnovers that in many ways spelled the difference in this game, because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense was far from dynamic. Give them credit with their, I guess, fourth, fifth, sixth string running back, who a few weeks ago was on his couch in Jaquizz Rodgers. Mm-hmm. They were able to run the ball pretty well, and they were committed to it. But Jameis Winston, I know he didn't throw any interceptions, but he didn't make a lot of plays. And the offensive play calling did not show a lot of confidence in Jameis Winston. It was a lot of short stuff. And when they did open it up, he made you understand why he didn't show much confidence in opening up the game plan. And he missed some open guys. They left points on the field that way. They left points on the field with their second-round draft pick kicker, who was automatic at Florida State, has come to the NFL and been anything but automatic. He does make the game winner, and it keeps the Tampa Bay Buccaneers season alive. But the Carolina Panthers season is over. Yeah, they turned the ball over four times, the special teams gaff. It was really just a mess all the way around, and that post-Super Bowl loser hangover that we talk about, it looks like it's in full swing for the Panthers. I don't know how they get back into the playoff chase. 1-4 teams don't typically make the playoffs. I don't know that this team can be the exception, especially not the way they're playing on both sides of the football right now.
Yeah, well, you know, you raise some valid points there. And I, you know, on both sides of the football, they're not playing well. You know, Derek Anderson, and we talk about Brian Hoyer all the time. Derek Anderson's one of the highest paid backup quarterbacks in the National Football League. He's been a starter in this league before. He's got a big time arm. Is he a good starter? No, he's not. There's a reason why he's a backup. But he's supposed to be one of the best backups, if not the best backup, in the National Football League. He made mistakes yesterday, and I will put that on him. What I will put on Ron Rivera is when you're sitting there with just over 2 minutes left and you have a third and short, essentially at midfield, mm-hmm. and you play the conservative running game at midfield mm-hmm. and don't let your quarterback try to make a play, to me, that's bad, bad coaching. Now, he got away with it at the very beginning of it because an amazingly stupid referee mistake, again, cost the Carolina Panthers. But with that being said, Ron Rivera really cost them this football game with his decision-making process. I'm not saying, look, at least try to throw the football. Try to make a play on third down. It was third and four. Don't run the football into the line of scrimmage. Try to make a play, because if you can extend it, chances are pretty good you win the football game then and there. He didn't do it. They lost.
Oh, I get where you're going, and I agree with your assessment as it related to Ron Rivera's play calling and a lack of aggressiveness there. But the reality is what cost this team the football game was four turnovers.
Oh, no question.
I mean, you know, you turn over the ball four times. You have a special team gaffe where one of the guys who were helping block on the special teams run right into Ted Ginn Jr., and his knee knocks the ball out of Ted Ginn Jr.'s hands. And the other three turnovers were Derek Anderson. You know, so in some ways I can see why you're not throwing the ball in that situation with Derek Anderson because, well, can't trust him. I mean, he threw a he threw an interception in the end zone late in this game. This had to be one of the worst interceptions I have ever seen. So I can understand why you might not trust Derek Anderson. He's backup quarterback for a reason. I understand he's one of the better ones. And he's a guy I guess you can count on some level. What I saw from him yesterday against a banged-up Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense that's not been particularly good this year doesn't instill much confidence in me. They needed him to step up and get a win. He didn't. They're 1-4. Their season is probably over, but I'll say it's on life support because they're the defending conference champions. But their play on both sides of the ball has really, really, really been substandard, Bob.
And as substandard as it's been, I wonder if at the end of the year, if he doesn't lose his job because
he went to the Super Bowl last year.
I know.
Hard pressed. Hard pressed, Bobby. Went to the Super Bowl. He's got at least another year. Got at least another year. We got to get into the college football. We'll rapid fire through the top 25 scoreboard before we get to Joe Miller from Navy at 40 after hour number two. We're Spano and Black on Sports Byline. No flipping.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Euchre. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. A college footballing we ago, my friend.
Yeah, rapid fire, Bob. I'm going to take us through here. Just follow along. We'll do this as fast as we can because we got a lot of ground to cover and really not enough time to do it. Yep. We'll start with Friday night's action amongst the top 25 teams. Number three, Clemson rolls over BC 56-10. What do I say? They'll stay at number three.
Yep, they certainly will.
Number 19, Boise State, with that Houston loss, can probably make a case of being the best group of five school in college football right now. 49-21 over New Mexico to improve to 5-0 on the season.
Yep, and their argument is valid.
Let's get to Saturday action. Number one, Alabama. Goes to Fayetteville, Arkansas. No problem. 49-30 over number 16, Arkansas. Alabama 6-0. Arkansas falls to 4-2. Ironically, 0-2 in SEC play. Minka Fitzpatrick leads the way for Bama with three picks, including a pick six return, 100 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting, Joe, and an associate professor at Arkansas who's been suspended got in Belima's face after the game, saying, if I had your bleeping record, I'd be bleeping fired. Is there actual heat on him at Arkansas after
no.
how down that program has been for so long?
No, I can't imagine. This is some lunatic professor who, I don't know. I think he's done a great job. He's put a stamp on them for what they are. You know, I don't care if it's Fayetteville, Jerry Jones Pleasure Palace in Dallas, or Tuscaloosa. Alabama's lethal, and Jalen Hurts, they have a dual-threat quarterback like they haven't had before. He's terrific. They have the usual stable of quality running backs, great stable of receivers with Stewart and Calvin Ridley, and O.J. Howard's a real good tight end who's going to be better on Sundays than he's ever been on Saturdays, and their most athletic defense to date under Nick Saban. They're going to be hard to stop. You know, blaming Arkansas for not being able to keep up, you're going to have to give Brett Bielema a lot of time before Arkansas is ever going to be able to keep up with Alabama.
I mean, to me, he's already turned the program around, but I found it curious because if you don't win in the SEC, you can win as many games out of the conference as you can. But if you don't win consistently in the SEC, the heat will be there pretty quickly.
Well, let's hope they're smart enough not to move on him. He's doing a great job. The Big Ten rolls. Number two, Ohio State, 38-17 over pretty good Indiana group. They gave Ohio State plenty of trouble in this one, as we both expected. Number four, Michigan. No trouble with Rutgers. 78-0. I think Rutgers had less than 100 total yards in this game for four quarters, and at one point had two total yards, and it was pretty late in the game.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. But if you listen to the post game, it sounded like Rutgers had won.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right up until they give the score and go to break.
They have a lot to look forward to.
There you go. Number five, Washington, 70-21 over the Ducks of Oregon. Oregon 2-4. Mark Helfrich probably going to lose his job, but Washington's the real deal. Jake Browning is maybe number two or number three in the Heisman Trophy running, right behind Lamar Jackson. They're athletic all over the football field, and they can push around teams. They're good. And the Pac-12 is down. They're probably going to run the table in the Pac-12. And if they do, they're going to be in the playoffs.
Yes, they are. And they're pretty legit, man. You don't put up 70 on any team except Rutgers.
Doesn't count.
If you're not legit.
They sure are. We'll talk about this one more with Joe Miller in the next segment. Unranked, well, they're now ranked bottom of the top 25, but they weren't ranked at the time. Navy, 46-40. Over the Cougars of Houston. Houston was number six coming in. They're no longer in the playoff picture. They had no margin for error. They made an error, and now they're out of the playoff picture. Still a very good team, but not in the playoffs.
Yeah, I should have had the guts to pick it. I had a feeling about it. I had talked about it when we were previewing our college games. And as I said to Joe, and we'll get into it, I said I had a feeling about it. I just didn't have the stones to pick it. I should have.
They're always tough. They're well coached. They don't have to deal with scholarship limitations, so they have about 150 kids they can dress if they want to. And anytime you got to prepare for the option in one, the triple option in 1 week, it's always tricky.
Yep.
Number 8, Texas A&M takes double overtime. But finally, the pixie dust runs out for Butch Jones and his Tennessee Volunteers. 45-38 A&M over Tennessee in double overtime. Tennessee falls from the ranks of the undefeated. Texas A&M stays undefeated at 6-0, and they have a date in a couple of weeks with Alabama.
No question about it. A tale of two halves, though. I mean, give Tennessee a lot of credit. They stormed in the second half to get it to overtime. And
what
then, you know, it took two to get them out.
They do it. They do it every week.
Yes,
and
they do.
They're going to have to play four quarters of football. And we knew eventually it would bite them on the butt. It did this time around.
Yeah.
Trevion Williams for A&M is the real deal at running back. That defense is the real deal. I'm not sure about Trevor Knight, and I think it may show itself against Alabama.
More than likely.
Number 10, Miami, falls on a missed extra point to number 23, Florida State, 20-19. Brad Kaya wasn't great in this game, but he did step up, make plays late, put him in a position to tie this one, and, well, missed PAT, rears its ugly head, and Florida State knocks Miami from the ranks of the undefeated, and Miami likely on the outside looking in as far as the college football playoff picture.
Hey, look, I mean, regroup, win your half, and then win the conference playoff and see what happens. But you're probably right about that. The curse of Mark Richt rises again.
Well, they're going to have to get past Clemson because they're on the same side of the conference as Clemson.
I know.
I believe. Number 25, Vatek. Actually, I skipped one. I'm sorry. Number 15, Stanford. In a game that didn't surprise me at all, I think I told you this was coming. I don't know if I told you it was coming like this because I'm not sure I thought it was coming like this, but I told you it was coming. Number 15, Stanford falls to Mike Leach's Washington State Cougars, 42-16. Luke Falk is the real deal at quarterback. They got better running backs than they've had in years past at Washington State. The defense is better than it's been in years past. Stanford flat out does not have the offensive line they used to, and it's not a vintage offensive line this year at Stanford, and they don't have a quarterback, and it's costing them dearly.
Yeah, that's the key for them. They just don't have any field generals that can put the football down the field. Offensive line, pedestrian at best, and they don't have the athletes. This is just a pretty bad Stanford team this year. And, you know, look, they'll pay the price. David Shaw, he'll get his opportunity to go forward again. It's not like he's going to lose his job. He's been too successful over time. But this is just not a very good Stanford football team in a conference that's pretty down.
We were the only people in America that saw it. We took a lot more out of the Kansas State game than everybody else did, and I said, I don't like what I'm looking at. And it has shown to be correct.
You know
we
something,
move
Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Just real quick on this. Because we have a habit to look at when a senior quarterback or a 50-year quarterback or whatever it gets behind center and he, quote-unquote, waited his turn. There's usually a reason why the guy had to wait his turn. And when the coach is starting them at that point in time, the results are usually not very good.
It's interesting. You know, never thought about it all that much, but you're probably right. We move on. Number 17, North Carolina. Boy, this was a slop fest as far as the weather. Vatek handled it much better. 34-3, they're 25 and moving up. Bud Foster's defense gave Mitch Trubisky and company fits. I think Mitch Trubisky threw for like 50 yards in this game or something.
Yeah.
You know, really, really just an embarrassing number for a guy that's going to be a first-round pick in the NFL draft. 13 for 33, 58 yards, two picks.
Yeah.
In an ugly game.
You know I liked Vatek in this one pretty good, but I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
Well, I love North Carolina. I'm enamored with their offense. Vatek's got a real deal defense. They're aggressive this year under Bud Foster. North Carolina will regroup. They're a tough out every week.
Yes, they are.
Red River was a wild one. Charlie Strong's team still can't play any defense, but neither can Bob Stoops' team. Number 20, Oklahoma, 45-40 over Texas. Oklahoma's 3-2. Texas is 2-3.
It's the NDL conference. No defense league.
I mean, Baker Mayfield was terrific. Samaje Perine was even better. I talked about how bad D.D. Westbrook was been. Oh, well, he shut me up. 232 yards and three touchdowns receiving. What else can I say? Number 21, Colorado. This surprised me. They're better on offense than they've been in years past, and their defense is real good. They fall to USC 21-17, and Colorado will fall from the from being ranked. You know, they're on their way in Boulder. It's going to take a while. I don't know how far they can come, but they're no longer the doormat of the Pac-12.
Yeah, no question about it. But, you know, the other side of the coin, USC, as bizarre as they've been this year, I was a lot surprised by this result, actually. But they played a pretty steady football game this past Saturday.
Well, they got good quarterback play, 358 yards, three touchdowns through the air, and Juju Smith-Schuster is just an incredible receiver. They did a nice job this week against a pretty solid Colorado team. Just ask Michigan.
Yep.
And then finally, round out the ranks of the top 25. Number 24, Utah takes care of their business at Rice-Eccles, 36-23 over Arizona.
As you said, took care of their business.
And then you got Florida and LSU were postponed. The SEC will have to figure out how to make that up. You can't afford to have Florida or LSU playing one less SEC game than everybody else.
Yeah, no, they still have to find a date.
Buy out the non-conference rest game. You got your rest this week. You didn't play anybody, but you got some rest. Buy out the non-conference rest games they play on the same week. Cost you $1.2 million, $600,000 each. Take care of it. Have these two Lockhorns.
Yeah, you could have one of the Alabama boosters write a check.
There you go. Joe Miller, Navy Football Radio Network, joins us next.
One of their players.
That's it. Joins us next year on the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Your life demands the best in hardwood floors. At Lumber Liquidators, you'll get the best quality and the best styles for less. This week, more than 30 varieties of our best-selling pre-finished hardwood are $1 off a square foot, like golden teak, tobacco road acacia, even beautiful bellowwood, with one of the most durable finishes in the world. And get distressed oak $2 off, plus more deals from 59 cents and special financing. Get the best for less at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com, across the street from historic Wrigley Field. Up the stairs to a stairway to heaven. The best seats at fair prices at box office tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional, user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box office tickets. TicketsAlways.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 800-800-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We put the phones on hold for a couple of minutes here as we're joined by Joe Miller from WBAL 1090 AM. They cover the Navy Midshipman Program. He patrols the sidelines for them and gives us good stuff here in one of the as he reports on one of the biggest victories in the history of the program. Welcome, Joe. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Great to be with you guys.
You know, they have not had a victory this significant since the 38-21 over number 2 South Carolina all the way back in 1984. What an unbelievable achievement for this program.
Yeah, I mean, it was going into that game, you know, they were 17-point underdogs. It was the first time they've been that big of an underdog at home in 14 years. So it was a rare game where, you know, they obviously have played some good Notre Dame teams in neutral sites. They played Ohio State a couple years ago to open the season up at the M&T Bank Stadium where the Ravens play. Of course, they went on to win the national championship. So they've been in some big games, but obviously now in the AAC, a conference game here at home, it was one of those rare situations where you had a highly ranked team actually coming into Annapolis. It wasn't on a neutral site field, so it was a very unique situation that they just hadn't had a ton of highly ranked teams come in over the last few years. And obviously, going all the way back to the early 80s with that remarkable victory over South Carolina, a huge win for Navy, not just from that perspective, but also from the perspective of they were coming off a gut-wrenching loss to Air Force, which is obviously one of their biggest games of the season. You're going back home against one of the best teams in the country. I don't know if a lot of people expected that kind of performance out of the Mids. Didn't start well. They went 3 and out. Houston went down the field and scored in like 4 plays and 80 seconds or something like that. So it wasn't a great start, but things completely turned around in a really remarkable victory when you consider where they were the previous week to take on Air Force and lose that game to come back and beat Houston. It's just an unbelievable victory for the Mids.
Well, you know, the Midshipman program has really, I know it's their biggest win since the 80s and the Reagan administration, but this program has been a consistent winner for really the last decade, and I think a lot of it has to do with the type of offense they run. They run that triple option attack, and even in today's world of college football, where there's read option and a lot more spread offenses, this offense with only 1 week to prepare for it, even for a division foe or conference foe like Houston, is always a challenge, and it puts teams on their heels, and it puts them in a very unenviable position. Do you think that was a big influence on the outcome of this one?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, we get a chance to talk to opposing coaches, and you know, for them, it's a nightmare to try to get a team ready to face this offense in just a week's time. Houston had a little bit more time because they played the previous week on a Thursday night, so they had a couple extra days. And often we'll hear opposing coaches talk about how they install some stuff early in the camp, even before the season starts, even before their first game, to try to remind their players to get ready and where they need to be against this offense. It certainly helps. You know, but one of the things that we saw last year into the conference for the first time, you know, they were the co-division champions last year with Houston. They went down to Memphis, beat Memphis, and Paxton Lynch at their height of a national rank. So, you know, they've gone into some tough situations and won some games, and obviously they've given Notre Dame some issues over the years, and a lot has to do with the offense. But the ability to, I think the biggest thing for them when you look at what they do offensively is the fact that when they're running the ball well and when they're not turning the ball over, as long as they don't make mistakes, they're going to score points. So it's a matter of, you know, they're almost guaranteed when they're not turning the ball over, you know, getting to 21, 24 points. So can they get a couple stops? And, of course, one of the big plays in this game was a pick six. So when they get some added bonus from their defense and can get some points from their defense, that is a huge bonus for them. But there's no doubt that when you look at trying to prepare for their offense, that it is an issue for defensive coaches headed into each and every week, that they have to prepare differently because There's not many teams that run what they do. And as you mentioned, there are some teams that run, obviously the read options become a lot more prevalent in college football. But the triple option is a little bit different. And certainly the fact that the Navy's not sitting back there in the shotgun, and what other teams do, it's interesting to see the early game battles between both coaching staffs making adjustments to what Houston's doing and what the Navy is doing. And there's no question that their offense, but let's also be, you know, be honest here, that there's some talent here on this Navy offense too. It's not just fooling guys. It's not just a trick, trying to trick other teams. There's some very talented offensive players, and their speed, I think, really surprises a lot of teams, and that's a big part of what they can do offensively, that teams aren't necessarily ready for the pace at which Navy can run this offense.
Yeah, no question about it, but I want to piggyback Joe's question to a certain degree in that, look, you're going strength on strength here. Navy had trouble running the ball against Air Force, only 57 yards, and then they turn it around and they run for 306 against a team that was giving up 42 rushing yards a game. Now, granted, part of that was the fact that Houston blows people out, so you're putting the ball in the air a lot against them, but they're still a very tough defense against the run. It was strength on strength. And Coach Ken didn't blink.
Yeah, that was the surprise. I mean, coming into the week, we were sort of interested to see how they would come out because they threw the ball a little bit more often against Air Force, and with their new quarterback, Will Worth, after Tyler Smith got injured in the first game of the season. They've thrown the ball a little bit more on first down than we've seen them in the past. And they threw the ball a lot against Air Force because they got behind. So it was interesting to see what they would do offensively, and I think they threw one pass in the first half of the contest. They went to old-school smash-mouth football. Now, I will say for Houston, they were missing a couple of key defensive players for them on the game Saturday, but it was a really, for the most part, a simple game plan for the mids. You know, get the ball outside to their A-backs, get the fullback going inside, and Will Worth, their quarterback, had his best days running the football. And that Houston defense, they allowed 42 yards a game coming in to last week's game, and Navy went over 300 yards. My favorite stat on that Houston defense coming into that game, after the opening drive to Oklahoma in that opening game, they allowed 9 yards to Oklahoma the rest of the entire game running the football. So there's certainly a tremendous amount of talent on the Houston defense, but it was rather basic triple option Navy football that they went back to, and you have to give a ton of credit to the offensive line for the mids. They started a new center, Maurice Morris, and he played a fantastic game, and it wasn't anything too complex. They just went right at him throughout the entire game.
Those are the dulcet tones of Joe Miller, Navy football sideline analyst, WBAL Radio, and the Navy Football Radio Network. You know, you mentioned Will Worth, new quarterback. You mentioned starting a new center. There's something unique about Navy football because they don't give out scholarships. They're not subject to, you know, the scholarship limits and the amount of guys they can dress and all the other things. So you can have what happened in September. You go get a guy out of the stands who looks like he's just a middie hanging out in dress whites, but in reality he's playing on a JV team. You practice 100-and-something guys down there in Navy, and you can get a lot of guys a lot of work. Talk about the unique advantages of not giving out the scholarships and the fact that you can have basically 130, 140 guys that all practice all week and the unique things you can do and the unique advantages it gives you guys when you take on opposition and you're beset by injuries and the next man has to step up.
Yeah, and everybody at the Naval Academy is on scholarship. Everybody that goes there is on scholarship. So obviously everybody on the football team is there via scholarship as far as non-athletic scholarship. And there is certainly advantages to that as far as the amount of recruits that they can bring in. But obviously there's a huge disadvantage to when they're recruiting as well. It's one of the small things that they can do. And one of the ways that they use that to their advantage, and it's helped as far as depth, is they run two huddles the entire practice. So every time they're running two offensive huddles at the same time and two defensive huddles at the same time. So in reality, you're getting not only your starting 11, as much practice time as your backup 11, it's the same thing on the defense. You're really getting 22 guys prepared to play each and every week. And they have done a good job over the last couple of years, as their depth has been continued to build over the last couple of years, of phasing these guys in more, using more guys. And look, they also had a bunch of injuries on Saturday, too. Their starting fullback went out. They were without their starting inside linebacker, who's now gone for the season. They lost one of their cornerbacks during the game. So that has helped them over the last couple of years develop some depth, and I think that has been a factor in some of these games, especially when you're going up against a fast-paced offense like a Houston or a Memphis who wants to run a play every, you know, 15 seconds or so. And it's helped late in game situations, and it certainly helped on Saturday when some of the injuries occurred. But it is a minor difference than, you know, what you're talking about the rest of the Division I football. There's a lot of things that are, you know, stacked up against the Naval Academy, but they do have this, you know, slight advantage that they can bring in a recruiting class of varying size. And during practice, they certainly have as many bodies as anybody out there to sort of help them prepare for each and every week.
And it came into play. I mean, look, you're on your second quarterback. You're on your backup fullback. You said, as you said, you're on your backup center. That depth is coming into play. And Coach Ken knows how to use it. You know, we have you for about another 90 seconds, another 2 minutes. Talk about what he means to this program and the difference he has been as opposed to previous coaches and other coaches that have to deal with the same limitations in the service academies.
I mean, he's done a remarkable job. What he's done here, I think more than anything, has brought stability. You know, obviously there was some talk about him possibly leaving this past year when he was looking at the BYU job, but he came back to Annapolis. And I think the thing that I would say most, and I know sometimes it's a cliche, but it really isn't a cliche at the Naval Academy. It's really about family. It's about, as you'll hear all the time, the brotherhood at the Naval Academy. It really is a family environment, and I do think that that is conducive to some of the positive things that have happened there, that they're able to bounce back after such a tough loss. And they have great coaches on their coaching staff. Ivan Jasper, their offensive coordinator. I mean, as we're close around the program, obviously, but you won't find better play callers out there than Ivan Jasper. Dale Pearson, who took over as defensive coordinator last year, they've made some changes to what they have done. They're a little bit more aggressive. And the entire coaching staff, but it really starts with head coach Ken Niumatalolo, who has kind of overseen this program where, look, yesterday they're in the top 25, and ranked number 25 in the country, and it was sort of like, yeah, that's where we're supposed to, you know, it wasn't this, oh my God, I can't believe that we're in the top 25. So they've done a good job of sort of building this program up. I think last year, getting into the AAC and having the success that they had last year has only helped them as far as a perception of where they're at as a program. But he's done a remarkable job, and he's a tremendous, tremendous person, first and foremost. And I think it starts there, and that's one of those things that is over this program, that it's a very, very family-first program and the brotherhood, and it's real with these guys.
Well, Joe, we got to let you run. Great stuff, great insight. A schedule that unfolds in front of them where there are a couple of landmines. Memphis could be tricky. I certainly think Will Taggart's group out in South Florida is going to be tricky.
Yep.
But there's also a chance they run the table here, and we'll catch up with you down in Baltimore for Army Navy in December. We'll be part of that radio row, so we'd love to have you on then, man. We really do appreciate a few minutes.
Sounds good. Great. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Joe Miller, Navy football sideline analyst, WBAL Radio and the Navy Football Radio Network. We'll tie a bow around. I guess we won't tie a bow. I guess we're staying right out through the top. I've never told, so your guess is as good as mine, Bob.
Yes, indeed. I don't hear any background music, so I guess
no. I hear it now. So it's anybody's guess how this will all end on this on this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You may hear from us again. You may not.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, you do get to listen to us again. Welcome back, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Let's thank Joe Miller for coming on board. Hey, you know, Joe.
Always hard to back time while you're actually on the air.
Yeah.
So I just wasn't sure.
You know, something that we've been real busy this week and something that flew under the radar yesterday, Aaron Pryor passing away.
Hawk time, baby.
Those monumental fights with Alexis Arguello, just he was such a damn good fighter.
He really was. I mean, beset by personal demons and unfortunately for him, had a major, major cocaine problem, Bob.
Yeah.
And I can't speculate. But I have a funny feeling it may be the thing that led to his heart problems
disease.
That were his untimely demise.
Yep. Entirely possible. More than likely probable.
Bob, well done. A jam-packed great edition of the attack. We do have to thank Joe Miller for joining us. He was terrific. And we will see him down in Baltimore in December for sure. We'll make sure to have him back on.
Admiral Ted, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to thank Robert because silence is golden, and we want to make sure we thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you listen to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.